NABBF.
FM.
KEACFM from KFAEDQ. Good morning.
Good morning. EDQ. I don't quite recognize the call. Who is this? This is Davey in Shelby Township.
Roger. Was it Davey in? This is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw, and I've had my radio on for about 45 minutes, and I don't think I've heard a single peep out of it until just now. So I figured I'd just jump in and say good morning. I'm a relatively new ham, so I think I got it back in June, or I upgraded to general class back in July. So yeah, I'm kind of. I'm not familiar with your call sign either, and I do regularly listen to the system, but I figured I'd jump in and say good morning to you.
Yeah, you heard it right. My name is Davian. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the community, Mike. Yeah, I've been kind of off the radio a little bit. My schedule for work changed for the last couple months, so I haven't found myself on the radio an awful lot just due to my schedule change and so forth. And there used to be a whole group that was that would be out here chatting at around 7:30, and that seems to have ceased a little bit. So, but yeah, I'm just dropped off my kids at school. Now I got an hour drive here to go pick up donuts and then go to a customer meeting. So that's the plan today. I work mostly remote, so that's the main reason why I'm not on the mornings, but yeah, so I got a long drive out to Southfield, and you know, go get the donuts, and then go have my meeting.
Yeah, Roger that. There typically is a group of guys somewhere around 7:30 that comes in here. Sean and Tom and there's probably a group of five or six guys that are usually on in the morning, and yeah, I'll listen to them here and there, but you know, they're not on every single day. But as for the job, you know, I'll ride with you on the commute a little bit, because I don't have a commute basically, because I work from 100% of the time. But that's cool that you get to, that you go in and do customer meetings and stuff like that. My customers are all internal, to the company. So, I do presentations for them occasionally on, over, Teams or whatever. But, it's very rare that I get to meet them and share donuts. So that's cool. What kind of work are you in?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to get out. You can only stay in your house so much, so it is nice to get out and interact with people every once in a while. So I'm an electrical engineer for a semiconductor company, so the lead account manager's in town, so he wanted to go visit a few of the customers. So usually what we'll do is we go into their lobby, we camp out with donuts, and it draws everybody in so we can have discussions. so yeah, that's the That's the plan, use donuts to bait a few people and just kind of follow up, see what's going on with different programs and so forth. So that's the plan here this morning.
Yeah, Roger that. That sounds like a fantastic strategy. I'm into computers. I'm a systems engineer. And we do have like application group meetings, and I support, I don't know, I have a myriad of applications that I support in the environment. And so I like to attend those meetings because I like to see what people are doing with the applications that I support, and I like to sniff out any problems that they may be having with it so I can get out ahead of them. But yeah, that sounds like you're doing something similar with your customers there. Speaking of getting out of the house, I do get out of the house fairly frequently. Because I like to volunteer at different places. I go to the Saginaw County Animal Shelter on the weekends and walk dogs, and then I got one of my dogs certified as a therapy dog, so I can take her into medical facilities to go visit patients, and it's mostly nursing homes and mental health facilities and. I'm a volunteer at the local hospital too. So I like to get out and see people and interact a little bit too. Yeah. But figured I'd shout out at you. I don't have much else going on this morning. I usually talk to a couple of folks, but like I said, it's been quiet. So I figured I'd shout out and say good morning to you. Tell you to have a fantastic day, and this is KFA-EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, and I'll be clear and listening after your final.
All right, well, Mike, it was nice chatting with you, nice meeting you. I'm going to be on the road quite a bit more now, so I should be back on the radio again quite a bit. So, yeah, so it was nice talking to you. Let's see if I remember the call. KE88EDQ. This is KE8TFM. I'll be monitoring.
KE4ZYQ.
freaked me out.
KFA ESV monitoring from Perdido Key, Florida.
Hey, you are locked. Hey, wrong radio. 88JL, clear. Hey, you are loud and clear. You are loud and clear.
Cool, what's up?
Listening to the Tigers game.
Say that again? Slower, please.
Listening to the Tigers game.
What's the score?
1-1. I don't know what inning. Tigers up to bat. They started the inning, first and third, no outs. Now it's first and third, two outs.
Lovely. No improvement there. Hopefully we can, you know, settle for a not tie and win.
Can't tie in baseball. And I just thought it was funny. It was 1-1 when we turned the game off so we could do your schooling. We finished with your schooling and it's still 1-1, so we didn't miss anything. But it's really exciting.
It is, and, you know, it's game two, so even if we lose, we still have a chance, but it'd be really fun to win either 2-3 or all three, so it was kind of fun being like, oh, are you going to win that? Are you going to win?
G-Y-N-U. That's the three, so whichever team comes up with two wins first wins. So if the Tigers win today, they win the series.
And if they don't win, they lose the series?
DZK-ADHJL. If they don't win today, then the series will be tied at one, and it'll be a third and final game.
Well then, that's nice. Is it fun?
Struck him out. End of the inning. Still tied.
Tiger's batter got struck out, or like someone like Scrooble struck them out?
We're up to bat. The Tigers started the inning with a runner on first and third, no out. And then Torque popped it up, but too shallow for anybody to move. And then two straight strikeouts, one of which had a ball that Dan Dickerson said was clearly a ball. That was called one. So Tigers got a little bit jobbed on that one. It was a close pitch, it sounded like, but it did sound like it. We're putting it down as well. He should be there. So it's a tie game. So I think it's the eighth inning, I think, something like that. So it's still a tie game.
Well, the fresh and tires. And by the way, you're getting kind of choppy and fading in and out as you go through. But hoping we crush them, because that would be really nice. If somebody gets, you know, a home run now, or bases loaded and then a home run, that would be really nice.
But if I'm getting choppy, then I'm going to go ahead and clear out. I want to listen to the game anyway. I just wanted to let you know so you can go listen to the game. And you've got a radio in your hand, so you can listen to the game. So, all right, I'm going to clear out of here. I'll be monitoring if somebody needs something, but otherwise, I'll talk to you later. That's it. Also got 88 jail.
Well, thank you for thinking of me. I'm going to enjoy listening to the Tigers, hopefully crush them. This is an 88 jail with KFA-PCK. KFA-PCK clear.
SI Mobile.
What's going on, Greg? KCKJO.
Oh, just got done. Largetta Park at Stony Creek. Talked to several folks there. Was messing around with KZ8Z Dave and getting a little ladder line kind of J-pole UHF-VHF antenna working on his ICOM 705. Got the antenna up in the air and tuned a little bit, and then we're trying to get D-Star working, which neither one of us knows much about. So I think we got it, sort of, but we're going to have to continue that process.
And I know nothing about D-Star. Now, if it was DMR, a different story.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, we both got GYT 9600s and our T3Ss for the HTs, both with OpenGD 77, and that works out well, really well for our DMR needs, so we're good there. I just happened to get a new radio that has DMR, D-Star on it, and he's had one, and neither one of us has actually ever used it, so we just kind of want to get the T-shirt and figure it all out. It's been a while since I did it. There's like a hiccup with one of the drivers that gets people to stumble a little bit, myself included. But there's some good documentation, and eventually you figure it out. I don't remember exactly what the process was. You need a special piece of software, and then to get the firmware loaded in there and that sort of thing. And then, of course, you need the GG77 CPS software after that. But, yeah, it's a little awkward. No different than any other one. If you've ever done any radio, it's the same.
No, the 9600 I got was already set up for OpenGD77. It was WPAE's old mobile. So that one was easy. But Captain Duck set up my MD UV380 HD, and he got it in there. I don't know how he did it, but he got it in there, and now it works like a dream.
Yeah, I've done 3 radios and helped with a couple others, and it's a little quirky, but again, it's been so long, I really don't remember what it was. Oh, there's Eric. Anyway, well, cool, you got that going too, so that's the way to go.
I'm going to put it all down and put it all together on my other van. I'm going to get my new van tomorrow. I'm going to get it changed over.
I didn't get much of that. Something about a new base and a changeover. I really didn't get all that.
Yeah, I'm trying to use Silver to see how good it does over here in office Silverbell. No, I got a new full size that's sitting at the office that I want to change into an upgrade from the one that I have now. So I'm going to take all my radios down and ring off everything.
Oh, that sounds like a fun project. But it'll be cool when it's done.
Yeah, because the battery and the inverter is right behind the driver's seat, so I'm going to go crawling on the floor like I did on this one, trying to hook it up to the power cables for the inverter. So it'll be a little bit easier just running that cable down and loosening it up, keep cramming it in there, and trying to get back out. And I'll have a 200 amp fuse off of 10 gauge that I'm running power on.
Oh, oh boy. Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, yeah, considering the Elenco, you know, pulls, what, between 5 to 7 amps, I guess. I don't know, I haven't looked at the power draw on it yet. I know that it pulls a lot, though.
Roger that. Got a phone call. I'll be back at KD8BFI.
KD8KGO.
W8RJD Mobile.
W8PPA monitoring. Whiskey 8 Bravo Papa Alpha monitoring.
KF8EFV monitoring remotely in Perdido Key, Florida.
KF8BOT, last calling station.
This is KF8DIC.
How are you doing this evening? This is Eric out of Holly.
Oh, fine. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing okay. I was just listening in on the HF bands, but they're pretty shot for the night. Not a whole lot's getting through too well, but I was giving it a shot and figured I'd turn on this radio for a little bit and see if anybody was alive and kicking. KF8BOT.
Yeah, I was on HF this morning. There was nothing going on. But for the past week, it was so busy from all over the world. It was from everywhere. You name it, it was out there on that 10 meter.
Yeah, I had a great time late last week and into the weekend on 10. It was really nice seeing the band open.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I don't know how many, I couldn't count them, how many they were. But couple the second day or third day, we ran into about 3-10 people, that's all. But the rest of them, it was somewhere else.
Yeah, I got a lot of contacts out of Europe and Eastern Europe, and it was pretty fun.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of fun, really. When you come to that, I don't know when the band. There was a few people out here today, and really they were a little bit far. I can hear them out there and everything else, talking to somewhere else, talking to a couple of guys in Texas.
Good copy. Yeah, I drove down to Ohio and picked up a couple sections for my antenna tower, so and I didn't get back till about 7 o'clock this evening. So they're waiting for the weekend before I add them in. But it was a beautiful day for a drive though. Found
really good restaurant down south of Sandusky, and it was just a good day for the drive. KF8BOT, back to you, sir.
Yeah. Well, I never see this weather like this, you know. Not much raining going on. But the grass really needs it bad for the rain. But I water my grass between day and day. You know what I'm saying? What can you do? You cannot let it go without water. But it's been sunshine for the past 3 weeks like that. KF8DRC.
Yeah, I keep having to water the last little bit of garden I've got, and got some carrots that are trying to finish growing, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get much out of them at this point.
Hey, Roger, see, every year I grow tomatoes and pickle cucumbers, jalapenos, and eggplant and all that. And they grow... A lot of pickles came in, and tomatoes, big tomatoes too. They weren't small than that, but cherry tomatoes, it took off this year. I don't know what happened, but it did. I still have some cherry tomatoes out there, and some pickled cucumbers are growing out there. So now, but carrots, I don't know. I never tried carrots.
Yeah, this was my first year trying carrots, and I haven't been too impressed with them yet, but I'm not sure. More than likely, that's more a me issue than the carrot issue, I think. But no, my tomatoes came up great this year, though.
I planted some beefsteak tomatoes and Big Boy. I like them because they grow big, and that's what I like about them. And I also plant Amish tomatoes. I don't know if you heard of them or not.
Nope, I haven't heard of the Amish tomatoes. Are those the heirloom ones that you can actually get the seeds out of and reuse the seeds, or is that just a different variety? KF8BOT.
Yeah, you know what? No, it's just a different variety. You know, it looked like Rome tomatoes, but it's a different. The Rome tomatoes, there's no taste to it, but that one there has a taste to it, and it tastes good with salad. I usually eat it with salad. KF8DRC.
I actually was just looking that up after you mentioned that, and put a note to myself for next year, because last year I did the Romas, but you're right, they just don't have any flavor. I mean, they're real dense, but they just don't have a lot of flavor. And I like the Big Boys and the cherry tomatoes a lot. But I'm going to order some of those of the Amish ones and give those a try, because I like that size and like them with a lot of flavor. Back to you.
Yeah, it's got a good flavor. Always that Amish tomatoes got good. I grow them for the past 3-4 years. They weren't out there at all. Then they got them in. And I used to buy two and plant two of them. Because those tomatoes, they go long, left and right. Especially those cherry tomatoes, they grow about 3 feet high in the air. That's why.
Yeah, they do. I eat a lot of them, and this year I was pretty much giving away a bunch over work just because they really came out well this year. Last year I tried some lettuce also, but again, that didn't grow too well, so I might end up having to just stick with tomatoes. That seems about the only thing I can grow.
You know, I don't know if you ever try eggplant. And the way I do eggplant, I grow them and everything. I bring them inside and slice them, you know, like fine slice, then put some olive oil and put some seasoned salt, or just put a little bit of regular salt, and you can eat those eggplants. They're very delicious and healthier. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yep, I've had them a few different ways, broiled, fried, even tried grilling at one time, cut it real thick, but that didn't work out too well. But yeah, I really like the eggplants. Hey, I didn't think I would, but a good friend of mine who's Greek turned me on to them. And, yeah, she. But then she's also one of those people that, you know, she could take pretty much a bucket of mud and make it taste good. So, but yeah, I like eggplant, though. I haven't tried growing it yet, though. Is that a vine or is that off of a plant?
The eggplant, it grows only one vine and goes higher. And you can see 3-4 of them it grows. They get flowers and off their flowers, and that's how they grow. And do me a favor, any of you close time, because I got a log book here and I want to put it. Roger?
Good copy. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango, Eric out of Holly.
Thank you. Mine is, I don't know if you know that, it's a little bit funny. Whenever I go on that GM, I don't know if you know that GM repeater out there, I go KF8, Detroit Rock City. And a few times, the people there, they did laugh at that, but that's what I got.
Good copy. That's easy to remember.
It is. Well, Eric, good talking to you. I guess I got to clear the frequency for a little bit. Maybe somebody else out there needs to use it. You take care, and you have a good evening, and we'll talk again. I'm always here on the frequency, so take care. Have a good evening. I'll listen out after you.
Good copy. You have a good evening also. I think I'm going to shut down for the night and head back upstairs, but you have a great night, and I look forward to chatting again. KF8, BOT, I'll be 73.
So we can't hear you.
Are you hearing me? I'm just, someone's going weird with my radio here.
Your audio levels seem quite low because, like I said, it seems like you're kind of like whispering. Your radio signal is fine. The clarity, all that kind of good stuff. No static, full quiet, etc.
Okay, but you see the audio is low. Okay. That could be an indication of my problem here.
The audio actually sounds quite good. I was making more of a joke. It sounds like you're kind of like mumbling into it, like you're in a room with a baby and you're talking on the radio and you don't want to wake the baby is what it sounds like. It sounds like you're not projecting. If you are kind of projecting and talking normally, then that may be a sign of low audio or something like that. But the like radio frequency side seems very, very good. Strong signal, full quiet into the repeater, all that kind of good stuff.
I am talking a little quietly, but test 1-2. Yeah, I can hear them coming back. It's quiet. That might give me an indication what's going on here. Yeah, okay, I gotta do something here. Thanks, KPR.
problem. I have to have my radio on full volume to be able to hear you. The audio is quite clear, just quiet. I hope that helps. ATA-JL.
KCA TWJ listening.